The Move That Transformed My Life to a Casual Girl by Julia Adamczak. Packing up your life and belongings is a difficult task to do. I am excited about this new experience, but a little anxious too. I have been interested in traveling, but money was always an issue. My husband Michał came to Kaszel a year before to work with my cousins on a building site. He likes the place, so we decide to take this opportunity and try a new adventure together. My husband, myself, and one-year-old son Filip. Michał tries to explain to me how the place looks like, what are people like, and of course, he warns me about the Irish weather. Moving to a different country, different town, isn't just about the new house. It is also about making new friends, finding a new place to work, and living a different lifestyle. At first, I was hesitant about moving into a new place. Finally, I have arrived in Kaszel. It is nothing like my old town. I know nobody, nobody knows me. People even don't speak the English I know from school. It is so hard to understand them and make conversation. It's Thursday, middle of the week. We landed on Main Street together for the first time. The first things that caught my eye today were all the little colorful family shops decorating Kaszel. In these shops, you can find anything you need. I am amazed that there was such a large selection of things here in a small town. There aren't a lot of people around town. They are working and their kids are in school. It's June. I'm actually really surprised about how hot it is. From the stories my husband told me, I was expecting rain. The first thing we do is go to the bakehouse. Michał introduced me to all of his work friends, and we even received a welcome gift from them. Delicious warm scones. I instantly fell in love with this taste. It was unlike anything I have ever tasted before. I can't explain what I expect to find, but I'm curious to see where I will go from here. The day goes by very fast. I have to say I am really impressed now. Even though nobody knows me, people smile at me, say hello, and ask how I am feeling. This is the well-known Irish hospitality which I read about. This is such a nice thing, but very surprising for me, as in Poland, you would only say hello to people who you know. The Rock of Kaszel just stole my heart. I don't understand half of the story which our tour guide tells, but I will definitely come back here when my English will improve. I have a very tasty Irish breakfast in the bakehouse, and I find a common point with Poland: black pudding. It is unusual that Irish eat it for a breakfast. You might think I am joking, but today I taste beef for the first time in my life. We have a lovely beef stew with mashed potatoes and a pint of Guinness with blackcurrant juice in the Kaszel Palace Hotel. That was 15 years ago. I am now settled here. Kaszel is my home place now. As a result of moving to Ireland to Kaszel, making new friends and living a different lifestyle, I have been shaped into the person I am today. I would have asked for any better way to develop myself. I have learned so many things that I probably wouldn't have if I still live in Kłecko in Poland. I was blessed to make such wonderful friends like Marta, Katrina, Marguerite or Teresa. I do miss my family a lot, but I'm grateful for all of my friends here. As I think about my first day in Kaszel, I am pretty sure that my husband tried to show me all the best spots in Kaszel to convince me to stay here. And I do not regret that he managed to convince me. I love Ireland and Irish people, but if you ask me who do I support in sport, sorry, GAA fans, I will never cheat on the Polish volleyball team. As I promised, I have revisited the Rock of Kaszel many times with my friends and family. Instead of a tour guide, I now explain the history and the stories of a famous place. I have made many friends here over the years, got involved in everyday life here, and had lots of fun. I'm very proud to be a member of the local community in Kassel.